right, back to it now. J. Michael Waller is the president of Georgetown Research. It's a political risk and private intelligence company in D.C. He's also senior analyst for strategy at the Center for Security Policy and a founding editorial board member of NATO's peer-reviewed Defense Strategic Communications Journal back from 2015 to 2018. J. Michael Waller, thank you for being here.
Good to be with you, Steve.
All right, so we know there's this effort out there. You hear about it all the time, the backdoors into social media that gave access to the Biden administration and to just about everybody else, the FBI, the FCC, big tech. They're all kind of working in concert together to silence people like me and probably people like you. And they say that we are a threat to misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation. Malinformation, of course, being things that they don't like, not things that aren't true. Where do you want to start here? I think this is dangerous, but on the same token, I don't like what I've seen in the TikTok bill that's on Capitol Hill either, because I think that opens the door for them being the government, to silence even more people. I don't like the way it's written. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's a lot there. It's really easy for us to get worried about the FBI because the FBI really, you know, gets our blood boiling from one way or another. But we tend not to look at the other agencies that really don't fire up our imagination. Agencies like the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, which is it's an independent agency, but it's become politicized. And they're the ones who want to censor your show. They want to censor people like all of us, and they want to penalize internet service providers for putting out things that they don't like.
So what do we do here? Because it's not, to me, I find it highly inappropriate. I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do here. I don't know what other agencies are going to do here. I do not think it's appropriate for the Biden administration, for government agencies to be going into unfettered access, by the way, in the old Twitter regime, in Facebook and Instagram, to go in. They don't even need permission. They didn't even have people that were, you know, walking them through. They just went in. They would delete things. We know that now. They would silence people, throttle people down. That's completely inappropriate and antithetical to the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Right?
Yep. Yep. Well, yeah, all of it is. And it's even worse than that, because at least the Congress says, it mentions Congress making or not making laws. In this case, it's these autonomous government agencies, these technocracies, permanent bureaucrats who you never see, these unelected officials who are now making rules to put unlimited fines on internet service providers, anybody carrying your show. If they don't comply with whatever vague mandates are out there for fighting whatever they say to be disinformation and malinformation and conspiracy theories, then they shut them down. And they're rewarding the politically obedient, and they're penalizing those who are committing what Orwell called crime think.
So, you know, we've got these people. I mean, how is it any different to have a government of the United States controlling the narrative, silencing people, than what the Democrats cry about all the time? Oh, Vladimir Putin, he silences his critics. So do you guys. You do a high-tech silencing of your critics. You maybe don't throw them in jail or have them killed in prison necessarily, but you silence them nonetheless. You do have a bunch of people sitting in jail for years now since January the 6th, but, you know, that's a different thing. But my point being is, we need to defend free speech. Free speech has been under attack more and more my entire life. Oh, hate speech. We can't have that. Oh, we don't want anybody offended. And if you listen to young people these days, they'll tell you that many of them will say, oh, it's perfectly appropriate to not let somebody say something or write something or express something if it offends somebody else. If it offends somebody else, that's the whole point. Free speech, the First Amendment's not there for happy speech, is it?
Not at all. No, and you know, think of the way they offend us. We're not demanding that they be censored. We don't like what they say. A lot of it's just loathsome and satanic, but we still don't demand that we don't cancel them. They want to cancel all of us, and there's a reason. I mean, you've got a movement out here to create a one-party regime, a permanent technocratic administrative state of so-called professionals who know what's best for the rest of us and want to govern us this way. They want to govern the world this way, and they're doing this. We saw how they did it through the FBI with the Twitter files when Elon Musk released all of that. And we saw how the FBI literally singled out individual American citizens based on things they were not authorized to say as free citizens. But it's getting even worse now with the FCC. They want to censor entire not just the media organizations, but the companies that provide the actual service, the ones who provide the infrastructure. They want to shut them down if they start broadcasting wrong think.
You mean people like you or people like me? I mean, if we don't tow the, you know, they want the ability. And I heard Ketanji Brown Jackson actually say this. What if the government needs to, you know, say this or this or this? You know, why would we want to, you know, have a controller? Well, because the First Amendment was there to protect the citizens, not the government. She basically misunderstands the very premise of the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution is written to protect the people from the government, not the other way around. What am I missing?
Nothing. Nothing. Can you imagine we have a lunatic like Ketanji Brown on the Supreme Court who doesn't believe that the First Amendment is constitutional, really?
No,
and she's on the Supreme Court, and Biden wanted to stuff the Supreme Court with even more members like her.
Right. So what do we do here? What is the solution? I don't like the TikTok bills I said off the top here, Michael, and I don't know that we've got a solution at hand here. So where do we go from here?
Well, it's really tough. I mean, first you've got the FCC is an independent agency. It's bipartisan. It is supposed to be not directed by any political entity. But now we can see that it's being run out of the Obama-Biden White House. And we all know who's working behind the scenes because the president himself doesn't have the capacity to. So you have now a politicized bureaucracy that is taking more power to itself, just seizing it without any authorization from Congress at all.
Yeah.
And now say we are going to put crippling fines to bankrupt anyone who broadcasts programming that we find offensive.
I think that the serious, right, the broadcast, you know, I think the single biggest case in front of the United States Supreme Court, maybe in my lifetime, is the Chevron Doctrine case that's coming up that would basically strip all of these government agencies the ability to just go out and create rules and regulations and fines and penalties. Just because Congress said, well, you can kind of do. No, Congress didn't give you the rights to take away my freedom, my house, my liberty, you know, my freedom of speech. Congress didn't hand that right to any agency. And I hope to God that this Supreme Court gets this right, because it would yank back a lot of these things that we talk about on this program daily. I'll give you the last word.
Well, again, you know, we've got to be any three-letter agency we have to be fearful of. Yeah, they're going to be out of control. And it's just a sort of a coincidence that most all of them have three letters. So just, you know, FCC is something we all have to know about. It's more than the FBI, because it can crush and censor people more than that intelligence community really can. And that's what's really dangerous. Now, when you have government officials using KGB terms of trade craft, like disinformation, it's from the Russian word disinformatsiya, which was a KGB term to plant false information in the media to deceive people. So you have now our government leaders using KGB terminology as justifications to shut us down.
Pretty frightening, isn't it? J. Michael Waller, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate you taking the time. Love to talk to you again about this and see where it goes. Looking forward to that Supreme Court decision that may help us in many of these regards. Sir, thank you. This is the Steve Gerber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. A certified financial planner's wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber.
Peak Wealth Management.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.